Gimel, that the Gemara had a havamina that maybe we should derive from Stei Ephraim to Isha, but just like Chalifin could work by Stei Ephraim, there's a possibility. It didn't work by Stei Ephraim. Stei Ephraim was Nikne Bekesef, but just like Chalifin could have worked by Stei Ephraim, so therefore it should work by Kilusha Isha as well. We don't Kicha Kicha Stei Ephraim, and then the Gemara comes around and says no, since Chalifin is Nikne Isivin Bepachar Shalapruta and Isha Bepachar Shalapruta Lo Makani Anafsho. So then it's not going to work by Kiddusha Isha. But the Havamina was that Chalifin could have worked by Stei Ephraim. So says Tosis, how could it have worked by Stei Ephraim? Ephraim was Dacha Goy. So it sounds like Chalifin can even work by a Goy. And he explains the Gemara and the Choros. We had trouble with the Havamina of the Gemara and the Choros. Right? With the Yisrael B'chada, Ovi Kachavim Nami B'chada. The Gemara Bechara says that with the Yisrael is a kinyan Mashiach and a guy is a kinyan Kesef, with the Yisrael Bechada, Ovi Kachavim Nami Bechada. So it sounds like another Kachavim can't use Chalifin. But Tosis answers, with the Yisrael Bechada, Yisrael can use Chalifin. So obviously it means aside from Chalifin. So we have a number of Talmidim is, well, what's the Havamin of Tosis? We knew that Yisrael can be Kona with Chalifin. It's a strange Havamin, I'm not sure. Not really sure. So that's one raya that Tosis has, that a guy can be Kona with Chalifin. And then he brings a raya from the Gemara later on in Daf Ches, that nimkar la'ovi kachavim, that an eved ivri can be nimkar la'goy, mikesef miknasa. There's giron kesef mikesef miknasa. If he wants to go free, so then he gives back the kesef to the other. It's mikesef miknasa, from the kesef of the miknasa. So he's nikna to the goy with kesef. So the Gemara dashes, bekesef nikna, veno nikna betfuah v'kelim. The Tosa says, veno nikna betfuah v'kelim means betoras tfuah v'kelim. The Chalifin. That he's nikna b'kesef, but not b'chalifin. So it sounds like an Eved Ivri is not nikna b'chalifin, but other things could be nikna b'chalifin, even though we're talking about an Adon who's a Goy. Right? The Eved Ivri can't be nikna to the Goy b'chalifin, but it sounds like the Goy can use Chalifin to acquire other things. It's not a raya that a Goy can use the kinyan of Chalifin. This is what Tosfos suggests. And Tosfos says, the Rabbeinu Tam Taka held like that when he wrote a Harshah, he would give a hashah to the guy. If the guy could be a mursha, the guy could be given the power to collect the chov, the guy could be given a kinyan in the chov from the malva, which allows him to collect the chov from the lova. The lova no longer can say la'bal dvar bidiyah. How can that work? The answer is that the guy can be kone b'chalifin. The guy is kone, he gives the sudr to the malva, and the guy is kone b'chalifin, he's kone the chov b'chalifin from the malva. But Tosfos just points out, don't write v'konina minei, that we, the Edim, were kona on behalf of the guy from the malva. The Edim aren't the ones who are kona the sudr from the, who give the sudr to the malva and are kona on behalf of the guy. The guy has to do it himself, because there's no shlichas, there's no zuchia for a guy. So the Edim can't do it on behalf of the guy. So as we pointed out, it's not just that you can't write v'konina minei, you can't do v'konina minei. It's not the ksiva that's the key. Marsha says, it's not the ksiva, it's that the kinyan can't work. The Edim can't be kona on behalf of the guy. That's the issue. It's a strange lushan of Tosfos. It's not the ksiva that's the problem, it's the actual kinyan. The guy has to do the kinyan himself. The guy has to do the kinyan chalifin himself. That's Tosfos. So Tosfos' raya from the sugya is that there was a havamina that we should learn Chalifin by Isha from Stei Ephraim. So it sounds like Ephraim could have done a kinyan Chalifin. So we pointed out last time that the Shach disagrees. Shach says the Raya was not from Stei Ephraim Mamish, but rather it was from Soda. We know that a Yisrael can be Kona Soda of a Chalifin from Boaz, so we can derive from Soda to Isha. The Zershav is not from Stei Ephraim Mamish to Isha, it's from Soda. The case happened to be Ephraim, but the limud is from Sada to Isha. That just like the Kinyan Chalifin can work by Sada, not by a guy, work by Sada by Yisrael, so too it can work by Kiddusha Isha. That's what the Shach wanted to suggest. Now Tosfos obviously held that the Gzer Shava was from Stei Ephraim Mamish. Right? That's what he was assuming. Dumya the right? Kesef. That we only thought that we can derive Kinyanim of Kesef, just like Stei Ephraim was Kesef, so something that's similar to Kesef. Chalifin is Doma to Kesef. That was the Havamina. We never had a Havamina. You can derive other Kinyanim of Sadeh to Isha, right? That they should apply it by Kiddusha Isha, we can derive that from Stei Efron. Only something that's similar to Stei Efron. So from that line of Tosis, you see that they were learning from Stei Efron Mamish. Not from Sodeh, but from Stei Efron. And that's why we didn't have a Harin, a Chazok and Shtar should work. The Shah clearly is learning that we're deriving generally, not Stei Efron Mamish, but from Sodeh. So it doesn't have to be Dumya to Efron, even though Efron himself couldn't have been Kanav Khalifin, but still we can learn from Sodeh to Isha. I was looking at some of the other Ishanim, I saw that the Rajba, at the end of the Sugya, he Mamish says exactly the same as the Shach. The Iri alludes to what the Shach says, but he's not as clear. The Rajba is very clear. Rajba, at the end of the Ramaskal Vekashali, Rajba says, based on what I explained, he says, V'hashtanami lo tikshi afilu ki gamina mistei Efron legamri, hechei abasak adayta elef minei chalifin. If we're going to learn from Stei Efron, how would you think that Kiddush Eisha can work b'chalifin? V'hashtei Efron yefshala b'chalifin, da'akam lo kani b'chalifin ala b'kasef. Right? The kash of the Rashb is, how could you have learned chalifin by Kiddush Eisha from Stei Efron, but Efron was a guy, and chalifin doesn't work by a guy? It's kash is against Tosfos, right? Tosfos says, no, fakir, from the Rai of the Gemara, from the Havmin of the Gemara, you see that Khalifa does work by a guy. Frek the Rashba, you might think that it's a kasha. How can we have such a Havamina? Khalifa doesn't work by a guy. So says the Rashba, but that's not a kasha. Blefima Shapirashti, lav mistei Efron kogamina. We're not learning from Stei Efron. Elokevan shuhukshu ktsas knios isha leknios shel sode, since Knios Isha are compared to Knios of Sodeh. Af anu noma de Isha ksheru lechala Knios. Velokis stay Efron Mamish. What's the key word there? Mamish. We're not comparing Kiddusha Isha to stay Efron Mamish. We're comparing Kiddusha Isha to Sodeh. Efron was just a case. Kicha kicha mis stay Efron compares Kiddusha Isha to Sodeh, not to stay Efron Mamish, as he says. So if we're not comparing to Stei Efron Mamish, then you're free to say that even if a guy is not Kona B'Chalifin, we can still have a Havamina that maybe Chalifin should work by Kiddusha Isha. Because we can learn from Sada. And then the Maskada is, though, since it's even a Pachas Mishavah Brud, it doesn't work by Kiddusha Isha. But this line of the Rashba, that the Gzera Shav is not from Stei Efron Mamish, that's like the Shach. It's Mamish the same as the Shach. And that's why he didn't think that there was a Raya from La Sugya that a guy can be Kona B'Chalifin. The Meiri also alludes to such an idea. Meiri says, the Eish Meforshin, She'en Kinyan Suda Begoy Klam. The Rashba, right? Against the Tosfos. Some say that there's no Kinyan Suda by a guy. Even though the Chachamim were misaken Zechia by a Kotan, but Goy and Kotan are different, says the Gemara Bava Metzia. By Goy there's no, he's talking about Hashor, but by Goy there's no Kinyan Chalifin. Says the Meiri, V'sugya Shebekan Kach Perusha. This is how to learn our Sugya. What's bothering him that he says V'sugya Shebekan Kach Perusha? What's bothering him is, what's the Havni of the Gemara? How can we learn Kedusha Isha from Stei Efron? Efron was Dach HaGoy. So some say that there's no Kinyan Suda by Goy. So what do we do with our Gemara? So the sugya shebekan kach perusha hoel v'ustei yisrael nekne b'chalifin neilav kicham v'ustei Efron kamash malam. Zok the Meiri, since Sada Yisrael is nekne b'chalifin, let's learn Kiddusha Isha from Stei Efron. What's the Meiri talking about? Just because Sada Yisrael is nekne b'chalifin, why should I learn Kiddusha Isha from Stei Efron? But Stei Efron is not nekne b'chalifin because Efron was a guy. The Meiri is saying what the Rashba wrote, that yes, it's true, technically speaking, Efron could never have done Chalifin, but we're not learning from Stei Efron Mamish. That Mamish is the key. That's Mamish the key over here. Right? The question is, are we learning Gzera Shavra from Kiddusha Isha, from Stei Efron Mamish to Kiddusha Isha, or are we simply learning from Sodeh to Kiddusha Isha? Even though Efron happened to have been a guy, there's no raya that a guy can do Chalifin. Okay? So this is what the Shach suggests, and you see, that's what the Rishonim had in mind as well, that there's no raya like Tosis was presenting. But as some of the Talmidim pointed out, the second Raya of Tosis is still a pretty good Raya. Right? The fact that in Eved Ivri, we need a drasha that in Eved Ivri is nikna to a goy b'kesef v'nabet v'nabet v'kelim, it's a pretty shnaka raya that a goy should have a king and chalifin, right? It's dafka and eved ivri that's not nikta to a goy v'chalifin, but other things, mistama could be nikta v'chalifin. That we don't see the Rishonim addressing. We don't see anyone being docha that raya. So that's a difficult raya to reject. I'm not sure what the answer to that kasha is. Yes?
If learning from Sada, why didn't the Gemara give another example of a trait to Ephraim? Why didn't Ephraim stay Ephraim?
Because kicha kicha, we need the Gzera Shava. We need the Gzera Shava. So without learning from Steyat, without the pasuk from Steyat, we wouldn't have had a Gzera Shava. But we're not learning from Steyat from Mamish. We're only learning from Sada. I thought you were going to ask a different question. That according to this, how do we answer one of the questions of Tosfos? We still have a problem. Chazaka we can answer, right? The second two questions of Tosfos, the second pair of questions, number three and four. Tosfos says, why don't the Gemara have a kasha from Chazaka? They should have a king in Chazaka by Isha. So he said that the Marit answers that there is no such thing, can't happen by Isha. There are some Rishonim who say that Chazaka doesn't work by Isha because there's no king in Aguf for the Baal and Guf for Isha. There are other answers to Chazaka. So there's no riot from the fact that the Gemara didn't ask from Chazaka. Maybe Taka were learning from Soda in general to Isha. The Gemara didn't ask from Chazaka because for technical reasons the Kasha from Chazaka wouldn't apply. A king in Chazaka couldn't apply to Isha. But the problem is Shtar. Tosu says, why do I need the Yatsa of a high Sandaf Hey to teach me Kedusha Shtar? The Gemara asked Minolon. It has to come onto a Hekish. Type of lace from Steyefan, Kircha Kircha from Steyefan. So we thought the only way to answer that kasha is to say what? Is to say that we're not learning from Steyefan Mamish, but rather we're only learning Dumya, excuse me, that we're not learning from Soda in general, we're only learning from Steyefan Mamish. Kesef or Ke'en Kesef. We can learn Kesef by Kiddusha Isha, or Chalifin, which is Ke'en Kesef. We can learn the Kedusha Isha. But general Kinyanim of Sada? Who says we were comparing to general Kinyanim of Sada? So that answer is assuming that we're learning from Steyef and Mamish, like Tosfos. That's what the Ran suggested with Das Rashi, remember? Right? The Ran suggested that with Das Rashi. That's what Tosfos was saying. But if you're going to come around to say, like the Shach, like the Meiri, like the Rajba, that we're not learning from Steyef and Mamish, rather we're learning from the general Kinyanim of Sada, so then the fourth Kasha Tosfos comes back. Why does the Gemara ask Minolon? How do we know that Shtar works by Kiddushin? What kind of a kasha is that? Right? Why do we need such a kasha? If you learn Kircha Kircha Mistei Ephron, so then, of course, we're going to learn the Kinyan of Shtar. I don't need the Yotzev HaHaisev to teach me the Kinyan of Shtar. We're not learning from Mistei Ephron Mamish. We're learning Kinyanim of Soda in general. So let's learn Kinyanim of Soda. If you say we're learning from Mistei Ephron Mamish, there's only Kesef V'chol Hadomelo. So Shtar is not Doma to Kesef, so that's why we're not going to learn. But once you say that we're learning in general from Kinyanim of Sada, so then that Kasha Taka comes back. So we got to work on that Kasha. I'm not going to address it now, but that's a Kasha that you have to think of. But this is the Machlokas Rishonim. What is the nature of the Gzer Shava? Are we learning from Steyef and Mamash, or are we learning from general Kinyanim of Sada? Meiri himself argues with Tosfos, and he says that Chalitim doesn't work by God. But he gives a different answer to reject Tosfos Rav. Not what the Rajba and the Shach and the Yesh Mefarshim and the Meiri suggest. Meiri offers a different answer. Meaning, Meiri says, maybe Taka Chalitim doesn't work by God. Aye, but Asugya compares to Steyefron. And maybe that's a comparison to Steyefron Mamish. Comes the Meiri and says, yeah, it is a comparison to Steyef and Mamish. It's Mamish a comparison to Steyef exactly the way it was. Ah, but Steyef, the owner of the Soda, was a Goy. So doesn't that sound like the Goy can become a Khalifa? So says the Meiri, no, the difference between Steyef and the real Halacha is that Steyef was Kodem Matan Torah. Kodem Matan Torah, the Kinyanim of the Yisrael and the Kinyanim of a Goy were equal, he says. Nitna Torah v'neschatcha halacha, when the Torah was given, so then neschatcha halacha, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, we learn some kinyanim from Torah and some kinyanim from Nevi'im Ksuvim, from Nach. So nitna Torah v'neschatcha halacha, the pasuk in Ruas tells me, v'zos lefonim b'Yisrael. Like Shalav Hishnala was Vizos Lefonim B'Yisrael. It's Tafka B'Yisrael. Vizos HaTe'uda B'Yisrael. It's Tafka B'Yisrael. It's not B'Goy. So once the Torah came and said that the Kinyan is Tafka by Yisrael, so then it's not by Goy. But don't tell me if it's not by Goy, so how can there be a Havamina to learn from Stei Ephron? No, that was Kodem Matan Torah. Kodem Matan Torah Taka, the Kinyan of Chalifin did apply to a Goy. So the Drasha says the Meiri, the Drasha in our Gemara, the Havamina of the Gemara was that we Taka should learn from Stei Ephron Amish. Because Ephron would have had a Kinyan Chalifin. Chalifin really does work by a Goy. Aye, but Vizos Lefonim B'Yisrael? Shalav Hishnalo. Zos Lefonim B'Yisrael sounds like it's only Yisrael. That's after Matan Torah. Ephron was before Matan Torah. Even if you're learning from Stei Ephron Mamish, there's no raya that Kinyan Chalifin works by a guy. It may have worked by Ephron. Again, Ephron didn't do Chalifin, but it may have worked by Ephron if he wanted to do Chalifin. But after Matan Torah, it's not going to work by a guy. That's the Meiri's Dechia to Tosis's raya. So what's the Rabbeinu Tam going to do with that? The Zos Lefonim B'Yisrael. Doesn't the Pasuk say that it only works by Yisrael? Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos holds that Chalifin works by Yagoy. So Maskona, they say Chalifin works by Yagoy. So what are they going to do with the Zos Lefonim B'Yisrael? They hold that even after Matan Torah works by Yagoy. So what do they do with the Zos Lefonim B'Yisrael? So that's the Pnei Yeshua's Kash against the Rabbeinu Tam. The Pnei Yeshua asks, he doesn't invoke the Meiri, but he says, how can Rabbeinu Tam say, how can Tosus say that Chalifin works by a guy? The Pasuk in Rus says, Vizos Lefonim B'Yisrael, Vizos HaTe'uda B'Yisrael. Sounds like Dafka B'Yisrael, Chalifin works not by a guy. The Meiri wasn't troubled by that, right? I mean, the Meiri held like that. The Meiri says that Chalifin Taka doesn't work by a guy because it says Vizos Lefonim B'Yisrael. And he just learned the Gzeir Shara from Stei Ephron, and he just explained that Kodem Matan Torah, there was a Chalifin by a guy. But according to the Rabbi Natav, according to Tosis, that the Maskana, there's no Chalifin by Goy, so what does he do with Vizos Lefonim B'Yisrael? So they quote from the Tumim, some Achronim, quote from the Tumim, who says that Pasuk is not a Raya at all. Vizos Lefonim B'Yisrael means that there was a Minig. The Minig Yisrael was to use Chalifin. It was very common, it was a common custom. Not to say that it only applied to Yisrael and not to Goy. Maybe Taka Goy could be called a Chalifin, but this was the Minig. Goyim used other Kinyan, Goyim used Kesef. The minig in the non-Jewish world was to use kesef for kinyan. The minig in the Jewish world was to use chalifin. That's a very common thing. Just look at the chosin's tish. You'll see that they're using chalifin. But a very common kinyan. So that's what the pasuk in Rus is saying. The Zos Lefonim B'Yisrael, that was the common way that they would do kinyan in the Jewish community. But not that it doesn't work by a guy. Maybe Taka does work by a guy, like Tosis. That's how the Tumim answers. Comes the Rashash and has a tremendous chish. Rashash says that this kasha is such a good kasha that you have to qualify Rabbeinu Tam. Even those we've shown in Rabbeinu Tam and Tosis and others who claim that a goy can become a chalifin, it's only in a certain case. It's only if there's a Yisrael involved in the process as well. Right? For a Yisrael to be kona from an akum, then chalifin is going to work. That's what Vizos Lefonim B'Yisrael tells me. Meaning, don't say that Chalifin doesn't work by a guy at all. It works by a guy if the Yisrael is being koneh from him. If the Yisrael is being koneh from him. It's not clear from the Rashash if the guy would be koneh from the Yisrael, but l'chor, as long as you have one party that's the Yisrael, then it should work. Right? If the guy is koneh from the Yisrael, mistam, it should work as well. Right? If you do a mechiras chametz with a guy, so the guy is being koneh from the Yisrael, so according to the Rashash, that should work too. As long as you have one party that's Yisrael, that would be fine. But Akum, may Akum! Not the Rashash. From Vizos Lefonim B'Yisrael, you see that that's not going to work, even according to Tosis. Even if Chalifin normally works by a guy, but not Akum, may Akum. Because Vizos Lefonim B'Yisrael, you need a Yisrael involved in the process. It's Exeris HaKosav, that Goy from Goy, Chalifin is not going to work. So that's an important qualification. It's Machokas Rishonim in general whether Chalifin works by a guy. But even within Tosus, who says that Chalifin does work by a guy, the Rashash says, Vizos Lefonim B'Yisrael teaches me that Dafka, if the Yisrael is involved in the Kenyan, but if it's Goy Migoy, so then Chalifin is not going to work. Not everyone agrees. The Tumim argues. There are others who disagree. But that's the Rashash's understanding of Tosus. Okay. Questions? Okay, that concludes the Sugya of Chalifin. we start the sugya of kiddushay of the zchus ha'av and kiddushay bitel, let's first just finish the Gemara. I'm not sure if I assigned it to you, but it's kedai to read. The Gemara in Gimel Amaral said minyana v'resh l'mu'utei mais. It says l'mu'utei chupa l'mu'utei chalipin. Habit minyana the seifa the konis atzva b'shtei drachim the ged of misa sabal. Why does it have to say b'shtei drachim that a woman can become herself a ged and misa sabal? Minyana the seifa l'mu'utei what l'mu'utei chalitza says the Gemara in Gimel Amibes. Comes to exclude chalitza that a yevama is konis atzva b'chalitza, but a stam isha isn't konis atzva b'chalitza. Sagra tachanina teisim mikavachomim yevama. My yevama sheni yotze beged yotze bechalitza zushi yotze beged and adin she yotze bechalitza. Yevama isn't yotze beged. She's yotze beged after bias ibum, right? After she becomes the wife of the yavam, so then she's a regular isha. But she's not yotze beged from the zika. She's only yotze bechalitza, or she's nikneis bebia, right? Bechalitza v'misas hayavam. But she's not yotze beget. So learn a kavachomer. Yevama is not yotze beget, but she's yotze bechalitza. To isha who's yotze beget, and adin she yotze bechalitza, come ashmelon. That's what the minyan of the sefer comes to exclude. So frankly, Gemara ve'ema achanami. Why is it excluded? Maybe it's takatrum. Of course, sefer krisa, sefer korsa ve'en davar hakorsa. It's exeris hakorsa to say that an isha is yotze only beget. That's the only mechanism that can be used. Misa is not a mechanism. That happens in Hashamayim. But get is the only mechanism that can free the woman. Not chalitza. It's only the only man-made mechanism that can free the woman. So it's a gzeras hakasav. So that's what the minyan of the sefer comes to exclude. Okay, that's the Gemara. So now the Gemara focuses on kiddushay kesef. What is the mokah for kiddushay kesef? The kesef, says the Gemara. A gimel amid ben. Minolam, how do we know that a woman is nicknamed bekesef? The su hazitan ha'av zakei bebita bekidusha bekesef b'shtar bebia minolam demikniya bekesef bekesef davuahu. In fact, the Gemara is not the only Mishnah. It's the Mishnah in Ksubas on daf Nevavah Mebeis. Our Mishnah is talking about a star Misha. Ha'isha nicknamed b'shalosh drachim bekesef shtar bebia. Mishnah in Ksubas is talking about a daughter. A father is zakei bebita bekidusha. That he's zoche, he can be mekabel the kesef kedushin. He's mekabel. He does the ma'aseh kedushin. Then he's zoche in the kesef kedushin. So, in fact, the Gemara two kashas. First of all, how do we know that? How do we know that the father can be mekabel the kedushin on behalf of his daughter? And how do we know that the kesef goes to the father? Zok the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Merav. The Amar Krav Yotzachinam and Kosef. And kesef lo don zel. V'yesh kesef lo don achen. So says the Gemara, it's exeris hakosef, yotzachinam ein kosef. Yotzachinam ein kosef is talking about the omevriya. The omevriya is yotzeis from her odon how? Different ways. She's yotzeis biyovel, she's yotzeis b'sheishonim, and she's yotzeis b'simonim as well. That if she gets simonim narus before the sheishonim, before the 6 years that she's working for the odon, then she goes out free. And on that, the pasuk says, "V'yatzachinam ein kosef." That she goes out free, ein kosef. She doesn't have to pay anything. If she wants to go out to kesef, she wants to do gira on kesef, then she has to pay the adam. But zok the gemara, "V'yatzachinam ein kosef." That if she goes out with simonim, then ein kosef, ein kesef lo adon zeh. There's no kesef for the adam. She doesn't have to pay him anything. Avu yesh kesef lo adon acher umaynihu af. But there is another yitziyah of the girl when she's miskadeshes. Then there is a kesef. There's no kesef la'adon zeh, but there is a kesef for a different adon, and that's the father. So that's the mokah, says the Gemara, that the father is zakai bebito bekidusha, and he gets the kesef. And kesef la'adon zeh, v'yesh kesef la'adon acher umaynihu af. Why does the Gemara ask the kasha now? The kesef minolan, we know kicha kicha misday efron. So Rashi fills us in that Rashi said already on that base amid aleph, and now he says it again on gimel amid base that agav gerora nokid le litrutze loshen kinyan demasnisim. We only quote kicha kicha misday efron earlier to explain the loshen of kinyan. We're going to get the kicha kicha again on dalad amid base. The Gemara is going to tell you that there really are two makaras for kiddusha kesef. But first, the Gemara presents the yatzachinam and kosef. It's a different makar. It's interesting. The Gemara didn't present kicha kicha misday efron. That was the first makkah. Okay. But the Gemara has more to talk about in the Yetzachinim and Kasev. It's a long sugya. So the Gemara first discusses Yetzachinim and Kasev, then it's going to mention Kivakim Steyafar, and it's going to give us a Tzrichasa on Dalan Oez. We'll get to it, Mitzvah Shem. That we really need both Psukim to teach me that a woman can be Miskadesh as Bekesev. This is the beginning of the Gemara, that Kiddushei Kesef is learned from Yotzachinam and Kosef. Kiddushei Ha'av, Bebito, is one example, but Stam Isha can be learned from Yotzachinam and Kosef too. Just like an Av, just like a daughter whose Bishus Aviyah can be Miskadesh as Bekesef, so too a Stam Isha can be Miskadesh as Bekesef too. There's no reason to assume it's only by a daughter. So from Yotzachinam and Kosef, we can learn that a regular woman can be Miskadesh as Bekesef as well. Before we look at the Hemshech of the Gemara, let's stop for a moment on this line, on the Mishnah. Ha'av zaka bebita b'kidusha, b'kesef b'shtar b'bia. He says, Rashi, zaka bebita, she'ha'kesef yeshalo, v'umakabel ashtar, v'umosu l'bia al-korcha l'shem kidushin ba'odan nare. What's the Mishnah saying? Ha'av zaka bebita b'kidusha, that the kesef belongs to him, that he can be makabel ashtar, and he can be mosu her l'bia al-korcha. That's what it means that he's zakai b'kidusha. Zakai b'kidusha. B'kesef b'shtar b'bia. Comes Tosis and says, Ha'av zakai b'bita v'chulim. Mefarash b'yushalmi sheyesh lo zuchuz b'bia shenosun lo schar l'karish b'bia. Yushalmi says that sheyesh lo zuchuz b'bia shenosun lo schar l'karish b'bia. What's bothering the Yushalmi here? What's bothering Yushalmi? One word.
Zakai.
What's the zakai? Av zakai bebito bekidusha. Bekesef b'shtar b'bia. In fact, Yushalmi, b'bia? The father has nothing to do with the b'bia. What's the zchus that he has in the b'bia? It says the Yushalmi, people are willing to give a schar to be mekadesh b'bia. They're willing to pay for it. So that's the zakai. That the father can get that money. Just like by Kiddushei Kesef, he can collect the money. So to Kiddushei Bia, there could be money as well. Interesting. Rashi does not suggest the same as the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that the zchus of the father, Bibia, is shenosu moschar l'karish Bibia. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi just says that the fact that he's moser lebi al karcha l'shem kiddushin, that's the zchus that the father has. When you look at Rashi, the question that you should ask is, what does Rashi have to be marech so much? Kesef shtar v'bia. He gives us the examples of how a father is mekadesh the daughter b'kesef b'shtar v'bia. Well, what do we need that for? We know what kesef shtar v'bia are. We've been talking about kiddushin for the last month or so. Rashi's explaining what the kesef is his. He's mekabel d'shtar. He's mosu her l'bia al karcha. What does he need all that for? Kesef shtar v'bia. Fill it in. Rashi is troubled with the kasha of the Yerushalmi. That what does the word zakai mean? Zakai bebito. That's the dibur maschil of Rashi. Rashi's trying to explain what is the zchus that the father has in his daughter. So he says, what? What's the answer according to Rashi? Kesef? Hakesef yeshalom. That's clear, that he's makabel the kesef. What's the zchus by bia? Says Rashi, not that nosim lo schar l'kadesh bebia. Is that such a normal thing that people are going to give schar to l'kadesh bebia? Rashi says, that's not so normal. That's the zakai that we're talking about. No, the zakai is that he can be makadesh bal karcha. That's taka's zchus. That's his zchus, that he can give her over, bal karcha bebia. That she's the cheftza of the father, so to speak. It's not right to treat her this way, that without consent he's moser her balkarcha lebia, but he has the zchus, he has the reshus to do that. That's the zakah, that's taka zchus, that's a zchus. So it could be that's what Rashi means. The fact that he's moser her lebia balkarcha, that's the zchus that the father has bebia. This is what the Tosis Yamdav and Ksubis quotes from a Mefarish. I'm not sure who the Mefarish is. But he quotes this pshat that Rashi is saying that the father is moser lebi al karcha to explain what the zchus is for the father in bia. Of course, the question is, so we've explained kesef, we've explained bia, but what have we not explained? Shtar. What's the zakai bishtar? So Rashi tells us, "Makabel hashtar," that the father can accept the shtar. What does that mean? What is the schus over there? What's the schus? So comes the Meiri and suggests something remarkable. Meiri says the schus is he really is makabel something in shtar. Av zaka bevito nara bekidushel liosan shelo bekesef ritzon olam shemakabel kesef kidushel behu shelo. Kesef, Meiri says, he's makabel the kesef. Vechem b'shtar lotzer al pitzlu chiso. Says the Meiri, the shtar is also to the father. Shtar as a stopper on his bottom. Lotzer al pitzlu chiso as a cork, as a stopper on the bottom. B'biyah ritzon olam shenotzen lo matana shiyasiu bito bikatshena b'biyah. Oshemosu lo lekatshe b'biyah b'lo damin. Interesting. He throws in the second point of Rashi. Shemosu lo lekatshe b'biyah b'lo damin. Sounds like Shemosu lo b'akorcha lekatshe b'biyah. But before we get there, his first pshat b'biyah is Shemosu lo matana shiyasiu bito bikatshena bikatshe b'biyah. It seems as though the Meiri is troubled that what's the Zakai? The Zakai has to mean that the father actually is receiving something of monetary value. So that's why he explains all three, Kesef, Shtar, Biyah, is that there's some monetary value that the father is getting. Even Shtar, it's Lotzer al Pitz Luchisa. Without it being Lotzer al Pitz Luchisa, there's no monetary value, so then it wouldn't make sense to say Zakai. It sounds like a strange pshat, but then this is the Nosei Kelim, the Yerushalmi, the Pnei Moshe, the Karban Eda, they all explain like the Meiri. That the Zakai Bishtar is Lotzer al Pitz Luchisa. Wow. They were really troubled. What is the Zakai? So what does Rashi say? What's the Chiddush according to Rashi that Zakai Bekidusha? So it could be Rashi is putting Shtar together with Bia. Not that Zakai Bekidusha Bishtar means V'hu Mekabel HaShtar, that he has the ability to be Mekabel HaShtar. Meaning, even if the daughter doesn't make him a Shliach explicitly, he has the ability to be mekabel shtar b'shtar. But no, you got to read it together. V'mekabel hashtar v'mosel l'biya al korcha l'shem kiddushin. Both of them, the chiddush of shtar and biya, is that even though he doesn't get something of monetary value, he can be mekabel shtar b'al korcha. That's kaka chiddush. Kesef, we know, he gets monetary value, but by shtar and biya, he's not getting monetary value. Comes Rashi and says, no, the zechus that the father has in his daughter is that he can accept the kiddushin b'al korcha. Can accept the Kiddushin Bakar. Emma says this kasha is such a good kasha that the Tosafot Rosh is also troubled by the kasha. He said, I didn't give you the Tosafot Rosh to see inside, but he says that the Yerushalmi itself was troubled by this kasha. We don't have such a gears in the Yerushalmi. It wouldn't help to give the Yerushalmi because you're not going to see it there. The Tosafot Rosh says that the gears in the Yerushalmi is that Shtar Agav Kesef Ubiya Nokat. That the Tana was Nokat, the Loshen of Zakai, Agav Kesef Ubiya. According to the Tosafot Rosh, Yerushalmi itself was troubled by this kasha. That what is this chus by Shtar? So it says, Agav Kesef Ubiya, the Tana used the Loshen of Zakai. But really there is no chus by Shtar. There is no chus by Shtar. According to our Girsa, that's not what the Yerushalmi says. So what is this chus? So that's what Rashi is filling us in. Meiri, the Nosei Kelim and the Yerushalmi have to fill us in that either there's a monetary zchus, a zchus of monetary value that the father gets, or that it's the ability to be Mekadesh Bal Korcha. That's the zchus. Zchus is that he can be Mekadesh Bal Korcha. Why didn't Rashi just learn like the Meiri? So you could say because the Meiri's pshat is strange. It's different, even though that seems to be what most of the Mefarshim suggest, the Farshim on the Yerushalmi suggests that the Meiri's Pshat is a big Chiddush. Even though the word Zakai sounds like a monetary Zchus, but Rashi feels that the Pshat of the Meiri is difficult. Chana Wasserman in his Kovet Shiurim offers a different Pshat. He says that if you look at the Meiri, because the Meiri is such a Chiddush, it seems as though the Meiri feels compelled to say that there has to be some kind of monetary zchus in a shtar kiddushin. Has to be some value in the shtar kiddushin. And that's why he says that the zakat by shtar means lotzer al pitz luchisa. If there wouldn't be a value to the shtar kiddushin, so then the kiddushin is not going to be chal. That's what the Meiri seems to be saying. That there's always a value in the kiddushin, and that's why the zakat could refer to that value. that the niyar is always has some kind of a value. Lotzer apitz luchisa. Zokter b'chanan against the ktsos achoshen. The Meiri is against the ktsos achoshen that we quoted last time. The ktsos learned that the hekish v'yatzav ha'isa tells me that you can write a shtar kiddushin even on Isuri Hana, just like by a get. And that's what Tosus on the Gimel assumed, right? That you don't need a zechiyah in the shtar kiddushin, that the sina ba'alma is sufficient, that all you have to do is give the shtar to the woman, but she doesn't have to be zoche in the shtar. The Meiri sounds like he's against the ktsos. He's assuming that no, there is a zechiyah in the shtar. There always is a zechiyah in the shtar. There always has to be some kind of monetary value in the shtar. Right? If you were to say that shtar kiddushin can work even on Isuri Hana, so then what's the Meiri saying? Zakai b'kiddusha, it's not always true that the father is zakai b'kiddusha of a shtar. Because it's not always that you can use the shtar lotzo apitz luchiso. Isn't always a situation there is. The Meiri clearly is assuming that you need monetary value to be in the shtar, and that's why it's always going to be zakai b'kiddusha of a shtar lotzo apitz luchiso. Isuri Hana wouldn't work by the shtar kiddushin. Because you need a zechiyah when it comes to shtar kiddushin, not just an asina. Even though we learned v'yatsa v'haisa, but not for this. V'nasan b'yada, the din asina, that applies to get, but not to kiddushin. By kiddushin, you need a zechiyah, which taka makes a lot of sense. We keep on talking about a kinyan in kiddushin. So what, just an asina ba'alma? Maybe you need an asina in addition to the zechiyah. Maybe tli kiddushar v'yagavi karka doesn't work, as we discussed at great length. But that doesn't mean asina is sufficient. It's necessary, but it's not sufficient. You need zechi as well, according to the Meir, against the Ktos HaChoshen. Perhaps the reason why Rashi didn't learn like the Meiri is because he disagrees with the Meiri, and he holds like the Ktos HaChoshen that you don't need a zechi in Shtar Kiddushin. You don't need a zechi in Shtar Kiddushin. So the answer that the Meiri gives, that Zakai B'Shtar means Lotzer Apitz Luchiso, that's not always true, says Rashi. Since you don't need a zechiyah, you can write a shtar kiddushin even on Isuri Hana. So it's not a sure thing that it'll be always lotzer apitz luchisa. So why does the Mishnah say zakai? It should say that the av is Mekadesh's daughter, but why zakai by shtar? It's not a davar pasha that there's always going to be a zchus, a monetary zchus by a shtar. That's what was troubling Rashi. That Rashi was learning like the ktsos, that from the hekesh v'yatzav ha'isa, we see that you don't need a zechiyah in the shtar kiddushin. So if you don't need a zechiyah in the shtar kiddushin, you're not always going to have a monetary zechus. So then what's the zakai b'shtar? So that's what Rashi had to come on to, the fact that taka, even though zakai normally means monetary zechus, here it doesn't. Here it means that he has the ability to be mekadesh bal kocha. By kesef, we don't need that, because kesef is always a monetary zechus. But by shtar and bia, Rashi learns that the zakai is not a monetary zechus, but rather that he has the ability to be mekadesh bal kocha. And he felt compelled to learn like that because he understood, like the ktsos, that there isn't any necessity for a zechiyah by shtar kiddushin. So it must be that the zechus is something else. Yes?
Even if the shtar is less than shavu pruta, it still has a monetary value?
Yes. Lotzer apitz luchiso. Even if you wouldn't sell it in the marketplace, we discussed that, right? There's a shiva hishtamshus, even though it's not a shavu pruta in the marketplace. It might not cost a shavu pruta, but there is value to it. There still is value to it.
Then when it comes to kesef, when it's less than shavu pruta, we're not going to say it has a din of...
No, because kesef, there is no value to kesef unless you can buy something with it. Unless you can acquire something in the marketplace, it really doesn't have value. But lotzer apitz luchiso is a value. A person might not be willing to pay a pruta for it, but there is value in it. So you can talk about a zchus. You can talk about a zchus. But if you hold that, right? If the shtar is on an ola shel orla, if it's on Isuri Hanoa, so then you can't use it lotzer apitz luchiso. You're not allowed to derive any benefit from it. Right, so that doesn't have shavius. It doesn't have a shavius even in hishtamshus. So if it doesn't have shavius even in hishtamshus, what's the zchus? It comes Rashi and says, no, the zchus is that he can be mekadesh bal kocha. Okay, this is pshat in Rashi. Okay, questions. Comes the Gemara and now takes us on a ride. Okay, let's hold on. So the Gemara had said that what's the mocker that Ha'av Zakeh Bebita B'Kiddushah B'Kesesh Ta'ubiyah, that he can do the Ma'isa Kiddushin and he can the makab, and he gets the kesef kiddushin. V'yotzachin amen kasim. And kesef lo adonzeh, v'yesh kesef lo adonach. In fact, the Gemara, v'eimah l'didam, v'eimah l'didam. Maybe the kesef kiddushin should go to the daughter? What does that mean? So Rashi explains, v'eimah l'didam, havihai kesef. The loksiv ein lo kesef. It doesn't say ein lo kesef lo adonzeh. Right? V'yotzachin am ein lo kasim. If it would have said v'yatzachin amein lo kosef, I'd say ein kesef li odon zeh, v'yesh kesef li odon achen. But it doesn't say ein lo kesef; it says ein kesef. So maybe I would think that ein kesef v'yitziyazu, v'yesh kesef v'yitziyacheres. That when the omer v'yah leaves the odon, there's no kesef there. She didn't do giron kesef. She goes out with simonim. When she gets simonim nara, she becomes a gedolus, and then she goes out with simonim without kesef. But yesh kesef v'odon acher. Not le adon acher, but be yitzia acheres. That there is kesef by kiddushin, but who says it goes to the father? Maybe it goes to the daughter. That's the kasha of the gemara. Eima l'didam says the gemara hachi hashda via makabel kiddushin the seres bitin asati lo ish hazeh v'i ishak l'kaspa. But the pasuk says by motzi shemra. That the Motzi Shemra marries the girl, and he says, "V'lo matzasi levitcha besulim." And the father comes and says, "Es biti nasati lo ish, as I gave this daughter, my daughter, to this man, and he's motzi laz against her." So the pasuk says that the father can be makarish his daughter, the ishak lekaspa, and she's gonna take the kesef. The father has a right to be makarish the daughter. So why would I say that she's gonna take the kesef? What's the kasha of the gemara? Comes Rashi and says the following. You got to read this Gemara with the Rashi every step of the way. The E Tishkol Kaspa, what? Avia Makabel Kiddusha, the E Tishkol Kaspa, says Rashi, Bitmia, Efshar Shalchinam Ziko Akosu the Kabbalah's Kiddusha. Is it possible that the Torah was Mizaka the father with Kabbalah's HaKiddushin Alchinam? What kind of a kash is that? What kind of an understanding of a kash is that? Well, the Gemara is asking, if the father can accept Kiddushin, so obviously he's going to keep the kesef. Does the ma'aseh kiddushin, he's going to keep the kesef. What kind of kasha is that? We know of many things where a daughter does a ma'aseh and the father gets the kesef. Right? As we're going to see later in the Gemara. Right? The daughter does a folga, she does malach, and the ma'aseh yadayim go to the father. We find circumstances where one person does an act and someone else gets it. A wife works. Right? And the ma'aseh yadayim go to the Baal. A wife picks up a mitzvah and the mitzvah goes to the Baal. Why is that such a strange thing? Right? One person does an act and someone else gets the kesef. Why is that so strange? She is the one, after all, who's getting married. So why does the Gemara think it's such a davar pasha that if the father does the ma'aseh kiddushin, the kesef should go to him? What's a lashon of Rashi? Efshar shalchinam ziko akosu bekabolas kiddusha. What's Rashi saying? Could be what Rashi is saying, based on the previous Rashi, that Efshar Shalchinam Ziko Hakosav Alchinam means Bakarcha. Right? The father has a schus, the Torah gives him a schus, says, Bini Nasati, Nasati Lo Ish. I said, Nasati means I gave her over. Even was Mizaka the father to give her over Bakarcha and she's going to get the kesef? That doesn't make any sense. If he has the ability to do the Ma'aseh Kiddushin Bakarcha of the daughter, then the Svara is that he should get the Kesef. That's Svara I can hear. It's not just that he has the right to do the Ma'aseh Kiddushin. He can do it Bakarcha. If he can do it Bakarcha, it seems strange that the Torah would be Mizake him this ability to be Mekadesh or Alchinam. What does it mean Alchinam? Alchinam that she's not agreeing. Alchinam, he's forcing her into it. Itaka would have been better if Rashi had said Bakarcha. But that could be what Rashi means. What, for nothing the Torah is going to be mezakeh him? They're giving him such a great schus. What's the great schus? Balkarcha he can be mekabel the kiddushin. And for nothing? What, he's not going to get the kesef? After all that, he's not going to get the kesef? He can do it balkarcha, so after all that, he's not going to get the kesef? That's how Rashi learns the sukkah. That's the kasha of the Gemara. If from the pasuk we see that the father has an ability to mekadesh his daughter, even balkarcha, so once he has an ability to be Mekadosh or Balkarcha, it doesn't make sense that he's not going to get the Kesef. Right? If he can do the Ma'isa Kiddushin, then he gets the kesef as well. Right, these are the two issues we're talking about in this sugya: the ma'isa kiddushin and the kabbalas kesef kiddushin. So the Gemara is assuming that if he can do the ma'isa kiddushin b'karcha, then it makes sense that he should get the kesef as well. So there's no havamina that the yotza chinam and kosef still should allow the daughter to get the kesef. So far, so good. Comes the Gemara, takes it one step further. The ema hanimili k'tana v'les layad l'kaba kiddushin, avol nardis layad l'kaba kiddushin, taktish ihi nafshe v'tishko kasma. Now the Gemara is another question. Okay, I hear what you're saying. The fact that he has an ability to mekadesh bal karchas, then he should get the kiddushin, get the kesef kiddushin. Maybe that's dafka k'tana and not nara. Maybe that's dafka k'tana and not nara. What's the kash of the Gemara? K'tana less layad l'kaba kiddusha, nara is layad l'kaba kiddusha. What's the Gemara asking? It says Rashi. Let's go back to Rashi. Ve'ema hanimili dezochile l'kablam b'k'tanu she'en layad d'labaz deyari. Maybe dafka b'k'tana zochile l'kablam l'kablam, to accept them, to accept the kesef kiddusha. She'en layad, she has no yad. Look, Motzi Shem is talking about Nara. Pasuk says, Tosfos and Dibur Maschil Ve'ema, the second Ve'ema, is just in the first line. Tosfos says also, there's a punishment. She must be a Gedola. Pasuk is not talking about a Ketana. Motzi Shem is not talking about the Ketana. First of all, it says Lavi Anara, and it says Uskalua. There's a punishment there. So says Rashi, no, but I would think that what? La Olam the Kidshanir La Bekatnusa. Maybe the Kedushin took place when she was a Ketana, but now the Hotzoa Shemra is when she's a Nara. So Ema Hanimili, I think, Medavka Bekatana, the Torah was Mezaka the father Lekablam, to accept the Kedushin. Kesef Kiddushin, Aval Nara the Islayad, continuing to the next Rashi, Mishavia Shtei Saros, Gedola L'chol Dover L'chol Onshin L'Mamon, Chemek Chameka, Chamemkra Memker, Itak Tishnafsha, V'tishkol Kaspa. Hani Mili B'Ktana, the Torah was Mezaka the father to be Makaba the Kesef Kiddushin, but by Nara, the Torah was not Mezaka the father, Itak Tishnafsha, V'tishkol Kaspa. What's the Kash of the Gemara Koin to Rashi? This is key. What's the Kash of the Gemara Koin to Rashi? Ema hanimili b'ktana, but by Nara, the Gemara is thinking that maybe dafka b'ktana, the father has the ability for what, and by Nara, not. What's the kasha focusing on? The ma'isa kiddushin or the kabbalah sakesa? No, not the kabbalah sakesa. The ma'isa kiddushin. Ma'isa, you see, it's deceiving. Rashi starts off by saying, "Ve'ema hanimili dezochile lekablam b'ktana she'en layatz." It sounds like, "Oh, kabbalah sakesef." You see, kabbalah, kabbalah, zereshava, kabbalah, kabbalah, right? Right, lekablam, to accept the kesef. But Rashi continues, "Avol nara de islayad, ihi taktish nafsha chule, ihi taktish nafsha v'tishkol kaspa." So what's the v'chule? Is the key the v'chule v'tishkol kaspa? No, Rashi says, Ihi taktish nafsha, that's the key to the kasha. That I would think that dafka by ktana, the father has the ability to do the ma'isa kiddushin, but by nara, I think what? That the father can't be mekadesh b'chlal. That's the kasha of the Gemara. And just in case you didn't see that in Rashi and kiddushin, Rashi and ksubis says it even more befeirish in the parallel sugya. That's the kasha of the Gemara according to Rashi. On that mevava mebeis, mamish, the same sug is there, came out word for word. That's the Mishnah. The Gemara has the same sugya on the Mishnah in Ksubis. Says Rashi, ve'ema hanimili de omra Torah biti nosati shebiyado nesim nosa. Did you hear that? The pasuk is biti nosati ema hanimili b'ktana shebiyado nesim nosa the nesina leisha nosati lo isha zeh. The Nesina is biyado by Ktana. He could give her over l'shem kiddushin. Ktana the less layabla kadish atzma. Yeah. It's clear from Rashi that that's the kasha of the Gemara. Kasha is not about the Kabbalah Sakesa. The kasha is fundamental. The kasha is who says that a father can accept the Kiddushin? Who says he can do the Maisa Kiddushin by a Nara? The Mishnah says, Abzaka Devita B'Kiddusha. It's not just talking about a Nara, it's talking about a Ketana, but we thought it's talking even about a Nara. So the Gemara says, what you want to learn from Yotzach Chinam and Kosef, that the father can get the, excuse me, from the Pasuk is Bidin Asati La Ishazeh, you want to learn that the father can accept the Kiddushin. Who says that's talking about a Nara B'chlal? It's only talking about, the Kiddushin is talking about a Ketana. Maybe Dafka by a Ketana the father can accept the Maisa, can do the Maisa Kiddushin, but by Nara he can't do the Maisa Kiddushin B'chlal. That's how Rashi is learning the Kash of the Gemara. Questions? Jacob, I saw your hand.
We're talking about kesef. Isn't
Maisa
Kiddushin and Kabbalah's
kesef
the same thing?
No. Kabbalah's kesef, I hear what's troubling you. Kabbalah's kesef means taking the kesef. But Kabbalah's kesef on the board, what I'm referring to is that he's the one who gets to keep the kesef. Not that he accepts the kesef, but he gets to keep the kesef. Maisa Kiddushin means that he does the Maisa Kiddushin. He takes the kesef. Right, let's call this taking the kesef. There's a very big difference. There's a very big difference. Rashi is clearly not saying that the kasha of the Gemara is that by Nara the father should be able to be Mekadisher and she should keep the kesef. Rashi is saying, no, the kasha of the Gemara is fundamental. How do you get to step one, even to saying that the father can accept the Kiddushin when she's in Nara? Maybe that pasuk is talking about when she's a ketana. Motzi Shema is talking about when she's a nara, but maybe the kiddushin, hasbiti nosati, took place when she's a ketana. And maybe talking when she's a nara, the father doesn't have the ability to accept the kiddushin at all. That's how Rashi is learning the kasha of the Gemara. It's clear that the Rishonim understood Rashi that way, because once you get to Tosfos, you see Tosfos is not learning that. Right, the end of Tosfos in the Maschil V'chi. He gives a different pshat, and he says, based on my pshat, so the kasha that you have, that is Viti Nasati, is talking about Nara, right? It's not a problem. Because maybe we're taka assuming that the Kiddushin is when she was a Nara. You see, Rashi's whole problem is that his kasha, the Gemara, Ve'em Mahani Milik Tana, is maybe, as Viti Nasati, right, is talking about a case where the Kiddushin took place when she's a Ketana. Other Rishonim are going to say, no, even when she's a Nara. Clear that Rashi is assuming that the Kiddushin took place when she's a Ketana, and that's why Rashi is troubled, because the Parsha of Motzi Shamra is when she's a Nara. So why should I assume as Bidin Asati is told Maktana? So Rashi says, no, the Kiddushin took place earlier. So says the Gemara, Ve'emahani Milik Tana, maybe Dafka Maktana, the father has the right to do the Maisa Kiddushin, to take the Kesef from the Baal. But by a Nara, maybe he doesn't have a right to accept the Kiddushin at all. Forget about whether he gets to keep the Kiddushin. He doesn't even have the ability to be Mekadisha B'chalal. How do you know that he has the ability to be Mekadisha? Maybe the whole Pasuk is talking about where the Kiddushin took place. B'katnusa, says Rashi. So how do you know that the father has the ability to be Mekadisha's daughter when she's in Nara? Question?
If it's regarding my reason, why the answer pretty much focus on him keeping
those. Just 1 second. Let's see the answer together. Let's not jump. Good. Excellent. That's a good kasha. We're going to have to get to that manual. Excellent. So what is the Gemara answer to this? Amakar b'nirea b'savia kol shvach nurim lavi. Pasuk says b'nirea b'savia that a father has the ability to be made for nivrei bito, and the lashon of the pasuk is b'nirea b'savia that when she's a nara he can be made for nedarim. But from that we learn that kol shvach ne'urim lavia, that all shevach of ne'urim go to the father. So from that you see that the kiddushin should go to the father as well, says the Gemara. What does Rashi say over here? B'nerea beis avia hachi darish lo kol zman shebinerea hi shel avia. The kol shevach habola le'aviyahu. As long as she's b'narusa, then she's b'beis avia. So all the shevach of the narus, everything, right? We say the mitzia goes to him, the masiyadayim go to him, etc. Everything goes to the father. So the Kesef Kiddushin should go to the father as well. Kesef Kiddushin? Just a second. You mean that he can take the Kesef from the Baal, or he can accept the Kesef from the Baal? So Mendel says, well, doesn't it sound like he gets to keep the Kesef? Just like he gets to keep the Metziah? Gets to keep the Masiyah Dayim? What is Rashi saying over here? What does Rashi mean? And therefore what? Is the answer of the Gemara that the father can do the Maisa Kiddushin Benarusa, or that he can accept the Kiddushin, or that he can keep the Kesef Kiddushin? Teretz Benarebe Savia is not that he gets to keep the Kesef Kiddushin, it's that he has the ability to do the Maisa Kiddushin itself. Shita lo noda lemi is what was one of the big Rishonim, the extra Rishonim that we have on Kiddushin. I think some say he was also a Talmud of the Rashba. We've had many Talmudim of the Rashba, wrote Kiddushin on Kiddushin, that we just don't know their identity. So, the Shita lo noda lemi over here says, in a very short piece, Kol shvach merim lo via perish, v'dezoch li rachmana bafaras nidareh, shehi isura. Once the Torah was mezaka, the father to be made for Nidre Bito, Yafinan de lekadshanami zochila. We learn from the Darim that the Torah was also mezaka the father lekadsha. What does it sound like? Mezaka him to do what? To get the kesef kiddushin? Obviously not, because he continues to say the kevan diyum makabel kiddusha vade ihu shokil kaspa. Once he has the ability to do the ma'aseh kiddushin, then he has the ability to keep the kesef too. So clearly the Shita is learning that Bnei Rebbe Savi at this stage in the Gemara is teaching me what? That the father has a koach to be makabel kedushin. Just as a koach to be made for Nidre Bito, he has a koach to be makabel kedushin Bito, to do the Maisa Kedushin. Memela, once he has the ability to do the Maisa Kedushin, we see that he must be getting the Kesef too. That's the Teretz of the Gemara. And that's probably the Pshat according to Rashi, because the Kasha of the Gemara according to Rashi had nothing to do with keeping the Kesef. It had to do with doing the Maisa Kiddushin. So the Teretz Bnei Rebbe Savia must be referring to that as well. The Bnei Rebbe Savia is teaching me that the father has the koach to be makabel the Kesef Kiddushin, the koach to do the Maisa Kiddushin, I should say. Memela, once he has the koach to do the Maisa Kiddushin, the Torah gave him a koach to be Makadosher, it's mistabe that he gets to keep the Maisa Kiddushin as well. But the Gemara is not finished. Rav Huna Amarav has a special mocha to tell me that the Masi Adayim of the Bas go to the father. What do I need a mocha for? I don't need a special pasuk. Bnei Rebbe Savia tells me, Kol Shvach Nurim Lavia, so the Masi Adayim should go to the father as well. What do you mean, Gzeres HaKasuv? Ela Bafaras Nedar Mudachsiv, Achanami Bafaras Nedar Mudachsiv. The answer must be that Bnei Rebbe Savia is talking about Hafaras Nedarim, and so I can't learn Masi Adayim from Bnei Rebbe Savia. So for the Gemara, so how can I learn from Bnei Rebbe Savia that the father has the ability to do what? To accept the Kesef Kiddushin and Memela to get the Kesef too? If it's talking about Nedarim, so let it talk about Nedarim. I can't learn from Nedarim to Kiddushin. Adchitei Menelef Minei, let's learn from Hafaras Nedarim to Kiddushin. Mamona Meisura, Lo Yalfina. Hafaras Nedarim is Isurin. Kiddushin is Mamon. It's not only Isurim, the Maisa Kiddushin might relate to Isurim, but there's also a Mamon involved as well. He's getting the Kesef Kiddushin. I can't learn Mamon from Isur. V'chitema Nelef Mikonosa for the Gemara, so let's not learn from Nedarim, right? Let's learn from a totally different area. Knas, Onis Emefata. Someone rapes a girl, seduces a girl, then there's Knas. That goes to the father. So let's learn from Knas. No, Ramona Maknasa lo yalfina. Knas is a chiddush. So the fact that the father gets Knas doesn't mean that he should get Kesef Kiddushin. V'chitei menelef miboshes ufagam. Another option. By onus mefata, there's boshes ufagam, that the ma'anes, the mefata has to pay, well, boshes, the girl is mochel. by mefata. By onus, he definitely has to pay boshes of pagam. That means the embarrassment to the girl and the pagam for the mishpacha. And the father gets the boshes of pagam. So let's learn from boshes of pagam to kiddushin. It's up to Gemara. Shani boshes of pagam. Davu ashayach agavayu. The father is shayach and boshes of pagam. As Rashi explains, he can give her over the kiddushin to a manuvel or mukashchin. He can embarrass her. So because a father is shayach to boshes of pagam, so that's why he gets the boshes of pagam of onus. But there's no right that he gets the kesef kiddushin. So how do I know that the father gets the kesef kiddushin? So the Gemara elam estaber the chikam amayid yitzir the kavasokam amayid. The yotzachinam and kosef is teaching me chikam amayid yitzir the kavasokam amayid. That just like by yitzias amayivriya, what does Rashi say? Yitzir the kavasokam amayid. Yitzias eris and dumi the yitzias amakam amayid. He did amo. Ulamemer the esh kesef bo. Ma'itzias amo ivriya in kesef lo adam nafka mershusik ka amakra. Afmiyot the esh kesef the gadayik liyitzias erisin yesh kesef l'mishiyotza himenu ka amar v'hainu av. Yitzias the kavasok kamemayit means that just like there's no kesef le adam zeh, it doesn't say le adam, right? You could have said, the kasha of the Gemara initially was, maybe there's no kesef by this yitzias, but there is a kesef by that yitzias. No, the drosha is, ain kesef le adam zeh. Yatzachinam ain kosef, just like by the Yitzias Amma Ivriya, there's no kesef la'odon zeh, so too, there is a kesef la'odon acher, there's going to be a kesef for the father. So ultimately, the pasuk that teaches me that the father gets the kesef is from the Yatzachinam ain kosef, that we have to make an equation between the different Yitzias. The fact that there is no kesef by Yitzias Adon, and there is a kesef by Yitzias Av, right? The Yitzias Bas from the Av, they have to be parallel. So the only way that they can be parallel is if what? Is if the father actually gets the kesef. Just like the Adam doesn't get a kesef, the father does have to get the kesef. How do we understand this last point? It sounds like the maskon of the Gemara is that Yitzias the Kavasok Kamamayit is coming to answer the Iker Kasha of the Sugya. According to Rashi, what's the Iker Kasha of the Sugya? Iker Kasha of the Sugya is the Maisa Kiddushin. The fact that the father has the ability to do a Maisa Kiddushin. How is Yitzias the Kavasok Kamamayit explaining that the father has the ability to do a Maisa Kiddushin? That's referring to Kabbalas HaKesef, the fact that he gets to keep the Kesef. Not that he has the ability to do the Maisa Kiddushin. So what's the Maskon of the Gemara saying? We seem to have shifted gears according to Rashi. The Iker Kasha of the Gemara in the beginning seemed to be that we don't know how the father has the ability to do a Maisa Kiddushin. Maskana of the Gemara seems to be saying Yitzia the Kavasa Kamamait. The Yitzia from the Av is similar to the Yitzia from the Adon, just like the Adon doesn't get Kesef, the father doesn't get the Kesef. Gets the Kesef, gets to keep the Kesef. That's not the Kasha that we were talking about. What's going on? There seems to be a shift in the Gemara. Jeremy?
The Gemara says that the father is able to keep the Kesef. Isn't that implied that he has a Maisa Kiddushin as well?
Why is that implied?
The
Gemara before said that if someone has the ability to do the Maisa Kiddushin, Hashta Avia Makabel. We have an equation in the other direction that if someone can do a Maisa Kiddushin, Mistama, he can keep the Kesef. But how do we know in the other direction that because someone is able to, because the Torah is Mazaka, the father, in the Kesef Kiddushin, therefore he can do the Maisa Kiddushin? Why should one necessarily imply the other? I'm not sure that in that direction it's implied. He has the ability to do the Maisa Kiddushin, so where should the Kesef go? He has a zchus to do the Maisa Kiddushin. Akarcha. So then I understand the kesef should go to him. But just because there's a gzeras hakosuf to say he gets the kesef, why should he have the ability to do the ma'aser kiddushin? Just like when the daughter does work, the money of the ma'aser daim go to the father, right? So she does the work, and he gets the kesef, right? So maybe she does the kesef, she does the ma'aser kiddushin, he gets to keep the kesef. Why does the Gemara think, according to Rashi again, that the maskon of the Gemara is that from Yatzachinam and Kosef we can learn what we're looking to learn. But the Kasha according to Rashi was not the Kabbalah's Kesef Kiddushin, meaning the fact that the father gets to keep the Kesef Kiddushin. The Kasha of the Gemara was how do we know that the father by Nara has the ability even to do the Maisa Kiddushin? How is the answer of the Gemara going to answer that question? Okay, look at some of the other Mefarshim and we'll discuss this later.